We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, what up?
iHeartRadio, now number one for podcasting, presents Sunday Night Podcast. Every Sunday, we play one of the most played and most listened to and most shared podcasts of the week. From the 250,000 podcasts available in the free iHeartRadio app. Find your next favorite podcast on iHeartRadio. This week, it's The Breakfast Club 30.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Icewear Vezo.
What it do, brother? How you feeling?
Man, you look good, brother. You got a whole lot of new money.
You heard. I'm trying, man. I just look like it. That's all.
How you feeling, though?
Man, I'm feeling good, bro. I'm blessed. Everything well. Kids right. Good. Old lady good. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just taking it one day at a time, brother.
That's right. Well, I'm glad you're up here because since you signed with Quality Control, I'm like, we got to get Vezo back on the show.
Yeah, so. I appreciate that, too.
Clearly, it was a very lucrative deal.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good one. We actually did a partnership 50-50.
Okay.
So, you know, that's why, you know, I appreciate that situation. I appreciate P for, like, you know, letting me approach it as a young boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In the making and just, you know, teaching me the business and showing me how everything works and allowing me that opportunity to grow my company as well. So we did a 50-50 partnership, you know.
I did convince you to partner with QC. What was that conversation like?
I convinced myself, honestly. You know, me and P been building for probably like a year and a half straight without talking, no business, none of that. You know, we just been vibing and moving around and growing to understand each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, and learning each other mentally. You know what I mean? And I just like how bro rock. I like how he operate. I like how he think. And, you know, he ain't no selfish dude. Like, he want youngins to really, you know, get everything out of that. You know, it's bigger than just being an artist. You know, P gonna show you how to really, really turn up and think for the long run and not just like a rapper at that moment, you know. So I felt like it was a perfect situation for me, which it was to me.
And I think I saw somewhere that you said Takeoff was the first person to embrace you as an independent artist.
Literally, man. Takeoff back in like 2015. Takeoff came to my restaurant. I had bought a restaurant when I was a kid. and a car wash and dispensary. And Takeoff was in Detroit. He DM'd me like, bro, I'm in your city. Let's link, tap in. He pulled up at the restaurant, bro, and he gave me a lot of game, like a lot of motivation. I was fighting a Fed case at the time, and he told me like, bro, like, just seeing everything you got going on and how you moving and just knowing how young you is right now, you know, like, bro, you keep doing what you're doing, you're gonna be big, bro. Stick to the music, you're gonna be something when you get out.
Wow.
You know, promote my music and posting my music, gave me a verse, all that. Like, he was the first ever.
Wow.
In real life, yeah, the first.
And it came back full circle, so I'm sure when you connected with QC, I'm sure he was one of the first people to congratulate you.
Absolutely, he definitely was. Even before we like locked the deal down, he kind of heard about it. He like, bro, that's a good move, bro. I'm proud of you. You know what I mean? Keep doing your thing. And, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation, like, with Tate, because bro really a solid dude. And, you know, people say that every time somebody passed, you know, but, like, he genuinely was that. He was a good brother, like, a real good guy. He had his head on his shoulders. And one thing about Takeoff, he never tried to be somebody or something that he wasn't. He was always himself, from my understanding, you mm-hmm. know, from how I knew him and how I met him, you know what I mean? So, rest in peace, Takeoff.
Do black men ever truly escape, man?
Honestly, to an extent, yeah. But for the most part, right now, it don't seem like it.
Mm-hmm.
It don't seem like it. You know, we living in a time where everybody got something to prove. You know, everybody worried about what the next person think about them. And right now, to me, I think the black man biggest downfall is their pride. It's the pride. Pride is our number one downfall. You know, we let our pride get in the way. And every time I ever use my pride, I fail right after that. You know, I learned that the hard way. So, you know, with the pride and the ego and throw the money into play, it's too much, bro. And I think we got to. I don't think we giving ourselves the chance to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we not letting ourselves elevate because we too focused on worldly things. You know, I just recently learned that men's number one cause of depression is environmental stress.
Mm.
Literally, that's the number one cause, environmental stress, meaning everything that we around and everything that we surround ourselves around. You know, so until we able to kind of evaluate who and what we got around us and change our environment, we not gonna allow ourselves to grow.
How do you think having your wife has actually helped you through so many different things, though? Having a great partner, I think, is one of the most supportive things that you can have.
Absolutely. My wife played a real, like, the biggest part in my life. You know, it been, you know, women mature faster than us. And there's so many times where I thought, like, foolishly and childishly, and she checked me, you know what I'm saying? Like, my wife is like my backbone. She is that same part that at times I don't have, you know. And I know when I got married, God blessed me in a different way, you know, because it gave me some type of foundation to fall back on and something to stand on. Like, you know, I say this all the time, like the best attribute a woman got is their intuition. That's that other sense. Like, a woman's intuition is unbelievable. You know, anytime my wife ever told me something, she ain't never been wrong. And I learned the hard way to not ignore her, mm-hmm. to not ignore her feelings, to not ignore her thoughts and you know, and her views on pretty much everything. You know, so without my wife, I don't know where I'd be at. And I genuinely mean that. Like, she stood tall for me a million times.
And don't it feel good, speaking on that intuition, don't it feel good when she know you solid, when she know you doing what you supposed to be doing? Because they know when we doing the bullshit.
Yeah, do.
But when we get our shit together, they know that too. That
they
feels
know
so
that.
Good.
It feel amazing. She know me, sometimes I feel like she know me more than I know myself.
All right.
You know, she know what I'm about to fuck up before I fuck up.
Yeah.
There ain't no lying to her. You can't lie to no woman that really know you. You know what I mean?
That's real.
Like you say, it do feel amazing when she know, like, you know, I am trying to grow. I am trying to elevate. I am trying to be different and think different as much as I can. And she acknowledged that, and I get recognition for that. And I feel like I don't do that for her enough. You know, I be so quick to, you know, blame when somebody else fuck up. But when I fuck up, it just be more like, you know, whatever. But, you know, she understand me, and I appreciate that one.
Now, you talked about ego earlier, and I want to talk to you because you've been in the music game for a long time, like a decade.
Yeah, long time.
Really? And so was there a period of time when you felt like people didn't believe in you anymore because you did get locked up and then come back home And, you know, sometimes it takes a while to build back up to where you have to be.
Absolutely. When I got out of prison, I felt like everybody gave up on me. Well, not everybody, you know, except like Chanel and like my team at the time. But yeah, like I heard that too. Like, man, Holmes finished. He threw, you know, went to jail. It's over. It's too many rappers rapping right now. How he gonna play it? But honestly, that shit motivated me. Right. And it made me go hard. Like every time I'm told what I'm not able to do, you know, I do just that. You know, because only God got any type of say-so over my life.
All it took was a hit song, too.
That's all it takes.
So they like, oh, yeah. Got one.
Yeah, he got one. And another one and another
<He's>
one.
Back.
So how do you treat the doubters, though? Like, the people you know that it on you, have something bad to say about your name, how do you treat them once the success comes?
I treat them good so I can show them that I'm going to never be like them. You know? That's how you make somebody feel foolish. You get them the opposite energy that they give you, you know, depending on that energy. You know what I mean? Especially the doubters. Mm-hmm. You heard like the niggas that say sucker and jealous and just weirdo shit, you know? I let people know I know how you felt. I know what you thought, but check it out. You know what you got going on? I probably can help you out with this situation. Mm-hmm. You know, let's try to change each other. You heard? Like, I'll never be like you because I ain't let nobody change my energy or change the way I view anything, because if they do that, then I'm just like them.
All right.
You heard?
The free iHeartRadio app has over 250,000 podcasts to explore.
This is
The Breakfast Club 30, part of Sunday Night Podcast on iHeartRadio.
We're still kicking it with Ice with Vezo. Yeah.
Now I got to ask you this, because you know that slide opened back up in Detroit.
Oh, man.
Did you do the giant slide?
Yeah. I used to scratch all my Jordans up. My J's up. Man, the giant slide was really something to do back then. Now that's like a trap.
So is it different now than it was?
Absolutely. It's terrible. It's just bad. It ain't good at all. They got to redo that. Detroit, y'all got to redo that. We got to do better with the giant slide.
You might have to do it. That's something that you might have to help renovate.
I love to do that. You heard? I love to do that. Turn the giant slide back up.
Because I saw something. You bought your childhood home or the home you grew up in earlier this year?
Yeah, I did. And I actually bought it and gave it to my mom. But, you know, I didn't really buy it to just, like, renovate and sell it and make money off of it. I just got so many memories in there. And, like, you know, I had a lot of special moments in that house. So, you know, I just wanted to keep it in our family. And I bought it and gave it to my mom. And we're doing everything to get it back up to date. We not renting it out. We not selling. We not doing nothing with it. We just going to have it.
Now, you got the Gangsta Grills DJ Drama mixtape coming.
Yeah, man. Yep, December 8th.
Drama really back out here like it's the early 2000s,
man.
Real.
Drama turned up. Drama got that sauce. We got some shit, though. We got something crazy for y'all. I can't wait. December 8th.
It's called God Bless the Six, right?
Paint the City. I was going to call it God Bless the City, but I changed
the
paint
the single,
City.
God Bless the City.
Yeah, y'all. It's called Paint the City, December 8th. DJ Drama, the Gangsta Grill.
You still live in Detroit?
Yeah.
You feel like Detroit is really having a time right now, too.
Yeah, I do.
Like, just seeing all the artists that are... I feel like everybody want to sign a Detroit artist, too.
I do. I feel like that, too. We having a moment right now. You know, I feel like every city get their chance and get their little wave. And right now, we got ours, you know. We just gotta keep it kosher. We got to grind it out, you know what I'm saying? And just navigate, just move through this shit. Don't let that money get to our head and keep thugging, you heard?
Let's talk to the Detroit business. I saw Royce said that there's a misunderstanding between young Detroit rappers and Eminem. How you feel about that?
I mean, at the end of the day, it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, as a fan, I love Eminem music. I grew up listening to Eminem when I was a shorty, and I got real love for Royce. Like, one thing about Royce, he always show us love. He always support us. He always shout us out. He do everything he can do to help us out. He really do. I can't take that away from Royce. But it is what it is. Like, we don't know him. We don't know Holmes. We don't know him at all. Like, we don't know him. I don't know nobody that ever met him, ever seen him. And I think Royce and M kind of get the impression that we feel like Holmes owe us something. But it's not that. Like, everything ain't always about a favor or money. And, like, you know, they taking it the wrong way. We just saying, like, you a legend. You a GOAT. Like, you big. Like, bro, like, where are you? We want to see you. Can we get some knowledge? Can we get some game? Can we get some motivation? Anything. That's all we asking for. But we not speaking from a standpoint as, like, yeah, bro. You gotta sign us. We lit. You gotta sign it. You owe us some money. We won't. We not saying it that way. And I believe Royce and M may be taking it that way. So it is a big misunderstanding.
He did do a song, though, with the Detroit rappers on it. Like it was like a compilation. What was it called? Welcome to Detroit?
What was that song called? It was something like that. Mm-hmm. But who was on there, though?
I know. Wasn't Big Sean on there?
Oh, yeah. Sean was on there. I think Dej Loaf was on there. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Just make sure you're not dissing nobody for no reason.
I got love. Everybody fuck with me. I got love for Sean. I got love for Dej, T-Grey. I fuck every artist from Detroit. We just talking about him. I fuck with his music. Mm-hmm. But I don't know him. We don't know him. We don't know him. We just don't know him.
He just don't be out like that either.
And we ain't saying come outside either. We ain't saying, hey bro, come risk everything you built up. Come, you know, come in the middle of the hood and goddamn, risk your we not saying that, bro. We just, we ain't saying none of that. We just like, hey, bro, listen.
I was with Paul Rosenberg at a show where Sada was performing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all, I can't speak for her. I know I feel like that. I'm not going to lie. I feel like that. Holmes an icon. You know, I idolized him at one point, and I do think he is the greatest rapper of all time with at least one of them, and that's never going to change. He have done a lot for the community and for the city of Detroit. Ain't nobody taking none of that away. We just saying musically, you know, we got a vibe right now. I know me. If I had that wave that M had, I know how I'm playing it. I already embrace all the young coming up. I already do that. And I ain't nowhere in that type of position. But I do that because it's the right thing. Because one conversation might keep a young from crashing out. That's all it takes. It's just a little push, a little motivation. You know, I see so many people who life may be good and they may be doing well in life from the outlook and in, but to them, they not where they at. They not where they want to be. Mm-hmm. And everybody feel like that at times. You know what I'm saying? So any type of motivation, a change of person, entire outlook on they self for their career, all it takes is, hey, bro, I see you.
That's it.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing the right thing. You know, you ain't got to go crash out. Whatever you're doing is working because I see you.
It could be a tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I see you.
Yeah.
You know,
I
the
feel
type
like that
of,
can happen.
Yeah. You know the type of inspiration you got to be for people to want that from you.
Yeah, you're right.
Like that mean you are inspiring, Holmes. Like you really inspiring. Because just want you to say, hey, bro, keep going. That's it. That's it.
I don't know if this is true and it could be totally wrong. They said, are you and Eminem from the same block?
Yeah, Eminem from he from Bradford. I'm from Bradford. I'm from Sanford and Bradford. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He went to Osborne. I went to Osborne too.
Wow.
That's high school in our hood.
Oh, so this is very personal for you then, in a way.
I mean, it ain't personal. It's just, you know, I got a different level of understanding and you know, understanding my position. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, I get carried away. And I understand other people's position as well. And they might not understand their position. And I know how much we struggling right now. And I ain't talking about it as artists. I'm talking about it as a community.
Right,
people, period. And I know everything count. Every helping hand count. And we need that. Our city need, every city need that. Anything count. Every helping hand. And that's all we asking for. We ain't asking for no money. We ain't asking to be signed. We ain't asking to come risk your life, come risk your freedom. We just saying, bro, can we see you? Goddamn, like, you know, but it's all good, though. And like I say, that man don't owe nobody. You know, ain't nobody done nothing for him. So however you feel, it is what it is, bro.
All right, we'll see what can happen.
Yeah. I want a feature. That. No, I'm talking
shit. See, look. Now you done messed it up.
No, I got it. No, I'm talking shit.
iHeartRadio. For podcast discovery, this is The Breakfast Club 30.
Here we go.
Your chance to hear the biggest trending podcast each week from the free iHeartRadio app.
We're still kicking it with Iceware Vezo. Charlamagne?
I also read that you manifested the QC deal while you was in prison.
I did. I told that to, we was in the TV room. I told that to my little homie Rello, Free Rello. He about to come on in a minute. And we was watching the BET Awards. And I told him, like, bro, you know what? When I get out, I'm signing with QC. Mm. I like how Buddy move. I like how they rock. If on the out looking in, it felt like he let the artists do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And he rock. They come up with a plan and he get behind that plan for them. I manifested that. I manifested everything in my life. I manifested my wife. I told her mom when I was 14, I'm going to marry her daughter. We going to get, real talk. I told my wife mom that, listen, I'm going to marry your daughter. I'm going to become a millionaire. I'm gonna buy her a home and we gonna have children. And I did every last one of them.
Wow.
I married her, bought her a home, and I had kids by her.
Does her mom remember that?
She remember that.
You like, wow.
She talk
too,
about, man, it all the time. It ain't even a psych. It's just, I'm big on manifestation. Right. I know how serious it is, how real it is. Like, I literally do vision boards. Like, I believe in this stuff. Like, it's real. Like, it really worked. You know, you really got to vision what it is you want, and you can get it. It worked like that. You know, you gotta be a good person at the end of the day, too. You know, you got to do the right thing. You got to treat people right. You got to conduct yourself right, you know, and properly. But you heard that the vision board, that's real. I really manifest everything I did.
I tell you this all the time, man. These conversations coming from you are so important. The loving your wife, you know what I mean? Letting people know your wife is your backbone. The manifestation conversations, me and you have conversations about mental, yeah, health and how important it is to keep your mental health together. Sure. Like, you got to keep having those conversations, man.
And absolutely, being an entrepreneur, I think that's important too. Being a, you know, having run your own businesses.
Yeah.
I think encouraging people to do that.
No doubt. Yeah, I think that's important. I want a lot of more black men to talk more about mental health, and, you know, and it bro, I'm from the streets, bro. I'm a street guy, ex-street guy. I have no problem with, you know, speaking on mental health and, you know, manifestation. This work, it's not lame, bro. It's cool. Y'all can do that. You know, be yourself. Like, this stuff really work. You know, you want to be successful. You wanna be healthy, have some type of longevity at whatever it is you do, change some of them ways and read and get some knowledge. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I think somewhere down the line we made being smart uncool or something. Right up. You know, I really feel like that. Yeah. Like, a lame if he got some type of sense. And that ain't the case. You know what I'm saying? That ain't how it go. Like, the real street guys is the one who try to do everything in the world to get away from being like that. Mm-hmm. You know the guys that ain't really street, you know, they do everything in the world to try to be like that. Mm-hmm. They kind of got it backwards, you know. It's just a little off, you know. And as an artist and a rapper, I feel like it's part of my responsibility, you know what I'm saying, to be 100 and let people know how I'm really coming mentally, how I think, how I operate, whatever. And they can judge me however they want to, you know. They don't know me, and there go that part where, you know, it's not my job to care what somebody else think about me, mm-hmm, either. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think that's important for every artist to do that. And I know for a fact, majority of successful people and successful artists, not saying that I'm successful, I'm just saying, just period. Like, everybody got some type of sense. You know, everybody, anybody with some type of longevity, they got some sense.
That's right.
You know, and it's okay to promote that. You know, we got to push that off. We got to create a whole new agenda, man. We gotta save our people, for real.
It starts with accountability, though.
Absolutely.
That's why my favorite question to ask brothers nowadays, let's say, hey man, what do you hate more, reading or accountability?
Accountability, without a doubt. I'm guilty of it at times.
Yeah, all of us are.
And I know I'm wrong, and I'm still guilty of that. Mm-hmm. You know, we just are. That's just how it is.
You found it. You been back to Inception lately?
Nah, I'm gonna go back. I'm going back in December.
Okay.
I really enjoyed myself there, bro. That really worked. Like, man, Holmes had you. Did you hook up to like the brain?
Brain training, huh? Oh, yes, Luther David.
Bro,
yeah.
He showed me how fast my mind was moving. Like, I had so much in my mind. Like, bro, I genuinely needed that. I needed that, and I'm going to do it again in December.
You ain't did the float tank? You got to do the float tank.
No, I
got
to do that.
You
I ain't
got
did
to do
that.
The float tank.
I ain't did the float tank. But that fucked me up, bro. The brain training.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, what? Like, my mind was like really racing, bro. Like, really racing. You know what I'm saying? You know what else I got to get it? I got to start trying to, I don't know how to meditate. Like, I ain't never meditated in no shit like that.
I learned 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago. My homegirl Debbie Brown taught me how to, like, properly meditate. You got to get the beads. When you get the beads and you get a mantra and you counting your beads and chanting your mantra at the same time,
yeah,
it'll help you out.
Man, I try to meditate. That shit lasted all of a minute.
I'm going though.
Your mind is racing.
Yeah, that's a good
racing, but no.
Have you found a way to slow it down? Slow your mind down?
I'm still trying to find ways. Like, I'm a think tank, you mm-hmm. know, and sometimes it bothers me, bro. I got to ask my mind to stop thinking at times. I just think a lot, you know. I think I put a lot of problems on my shoulders, not just my problems, but other people's as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got a problem with feeling responsible for other people, you know, things that I haven't caused them or I wasn't involved in at all. But I just, you know, I just take it on because I understand when somebody may need me. you know, and I try to be there, and you know, I add they stress on them. My mind just, my be everywhere.
You're
bro.
An empath. You feel other people's pain.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I really do. I really do. So I'm trying to figure that part out, bro. But we're going to get to it, though.
Now, we know you got Babyface Ray. We got 42 Doug. You. Who are the new pillars of the Detroit rap scene other than those three?
Man, it's so many turned up in Detroit right now. We got Doug, Face, T, Sada, Baby Tron.
Oh, fuck. Boys.
Yeah, Baby Money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Skiller Baby.
Baby Tron is, up. I'm not going to lie, he's killing it. Okay, Skiller Baby, I got to talk about him for a second. I saw that video of him in the studio.
I don't know. I ain't see that.
You didn't see that? Nah. You know what I'm talking about?
I ain't see that.
Skiller Baby is one of the funniest people. Like, if you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him
and Sada did lip service together.
They did?
Yeah. That might have been one of the funniest episodes.
Nah, that's hard. He turned... G-Mo Stay. It's a lot, man. It's a lot of artists. Everybody turned.
And what about the women?
Got Peasy. Of course, Cash Doll, Pretty Brea, Jasmine Renee, Nisha Nashay, Steel, Lena, LaDonna, she turned up. Like, Detroit got a crazy music scene. We still got Chopper Boy, Ray Ray, Tay B. He's super lit. Like, we got a lot of people.
And the producers, Ant Beats,
O2 Twin, he turned up. Ant Beats, hell of a. The little homie, ATG Beats. He a little Indian guy. That dude fire on the production. You know, Max Beats. We got IUR Jetto, Webbo, Chucky, SBR, Peasy, Butter. Like, I can name so. Detroit really got a good market.
What about Eastside Egg Roll?
Oh, Egg Roll, that's my guy. He turned Egg Roll funny. He burnt out.
Yeah,
that's
I think
homie.
He's very.
Yeah. What's missing? Because I look at Detroit, I look at Memphis, they got the rappers. Like, I've been saying Memphis and Detroit got the best rappers for the past couple of years. Why aren't they getting recognized like the Atlantas?
Because Atlanta guys, they kind of. When it comes to music, they just move a little smoother and smarter. They know when it's time to do projects together. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. Sometimes Detroit seems like we got that complex of it can only be one. You know? And that don't make sense because that's just like saying it's only $1 left in the entire world. So that's what separates us to me. That's just my diagnosis of it. You know, the Atlanta guys, they know when to work together, they know when to pull each other up, they know when somebody gets to a certain level, everybody just push that person over the hump, and you know, that guy keep pulling people in. You know, I think and it ain't even really no about no smoke, you know, because if you really pay attention to Detroit, like, we don't really, whoever got a problem with who, we don't get that to the rest of the world. That ain't the rest of the world business. Right. We know how to conduct ourselves behind the scenes and handle that shit off the internet, you know, and I gotta get that to every artist in Detroit. Everybody move like that and think like that, but we just gotta figure out how to kind of work together a little more.
Let's turn Detroit up real quick, man. When the Gangsta Grills coming out? With
December 8th. Gangsta Grills, we painting the whole city. It's on the floor.
Words. Iceware Bezel with the Breakfast Club.
The free iHeartRadio app has over 250,000 podcasts to explore.
This is the Breakfast Club
30, part of Sunday Night Podcast on iHeartRadio.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Charlamagne gave Donkey today to who?
A Brooklyn scammer. His name was, what was his name? Pull his name up. His name was, I can't remember his name. Quashawn Burton. And Quashawn Burton was arrested at Disney World because he was on the run after getting $150,000 in fraudulent PPP loans.
All right. So we're asking, have you ever got scammed? And the reason it brought back memories because you was like, has anybody from Brooklyn got you? A Brooklyn scammer? No, a South Carolina scammer got me.
Tell me more.
All right, so I was on Instagram, and I noticed that a guy had cars on his page that he was selling.
That's your dumb ass. You're one of them people that try to turn 700 into 7,000.
His account was verified. He had a lot of followers, so I'm like, oh, this is a guy that sells cars. I said, okay, I'm good. So he had a vehicle that I wanted, a convertible Chevy Chevelle, 1970 convertible. He had a car, and I said, hey, I'm interested in this car. He said, okay, no problem. Gave me his number. I called him. I spoke to him. He said, hey, you know, this is the car. You know, we can make the deal, this, that, and the other. I told him I was interested in the car, but I couldn't make it out to South Carolina. I called my good friend Louis V.
Shout out to Louis V, my guy.
Who knew somebody that lived in Charleston that she was going to go take a look at the car. She couldn't look at the car because she was doing hair. So she said it's going to be 3-4 hours. But I was like, damn, I don't want to lose this car. The guy even calls the tow company and sets up a pickup for the tow. The tow driver must have been in on it because he's like, yeah, I picked up cars from there before. So I'm like, okay, perfect. This works. I called my assistant, Mercedes. Shout out to Mercedes. And I didn't tell anybody because I was like, you know what? This is going to be my car I'm going to come up on. Shout out to Ronnie. I know Ronnie who gets my cars and listening. I wire him money. I'm not going to tell you how much I wire. But I watch.
You got to tell. We can't really feel this story because I don't feel sorry for you at all. Tell me how much first.
Tell
me what kind of car was it, first of all.
I just told you. I said a 1970 Chevelle convertible.
How much? Just tell me how much it was.
No.
But come on.
We need all the details. We need all the deets.
I wired him a part of the money because he was like.
$1,000?
No. It was, no.
How much part of it? Was 5, it 50%?
000. I wired him some of the money, right? Because the car was.
$20,000.
Right? It's between what you and Charlamagne said, right?
$5,000 and $20,000.
Between $5,000 and $20,000. So okay. I wired him the money.
$12,000.
And then what happens? Dead. It goes ghost. I can't find him no more. I'm calling him. Now he had this whole thing. He sent me to.
And where was it at? You said in Charleston?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Dropping the clues bombs for Charleston,
don't
my birthplace.
Dare. Don't you
the
dare.
Holy city, the don't 843. Consider it reparations.
So all listen. Right? So listen. So then I called the bank back and I'm like, yo, I need that money back. The bank's like, well, no, we know it's a scam, but we can't give you the money back. That's not how it works here in Charleston. I said, you're telling me you know it's a scam, but you're not gonna give me my money back? They said yes.
So question, what did you learn from this?
I'll never buy anything online without going to see it. That's A. And B, I did get the money back because shout out to my bank. My bank actually pulled the money and I got it back. But they took my money for about a good couple of days and I was very hurt about this. Like, I was embarrassed. I was hurt. Like, it was bad.
First of all, I want to salute all the scammers in South Carolina. I respect y'all because, you know, you should never steal from your own. Always only steal from out-of-towners. And, you know, that guy who our girl, I'm sure took that money and you know, put it to a good cause. Probably donated it to the International African American Museum that we have opening in Charleston in January.
I'm sure he didn't.
And salute to Louis V and the woman in South Carolina who shall remain anonymous. We got him, y'all.
We got him. Oh my goodness. I never told that story to nobody. Nobody have. I felt so embarrassed.
Like, man, salute to my South Carolina scammer. Somebody gonna walk up to me one day and say, hey man, you know I'm the person that got envy.
I'm sure you will. It's not funny, man. Like, I almost flew down there. I was like, fly down there for what? Who am I looking for? I don't know.
You ain't gonna do nothing when you get down there but cry.
You're right.
You ain't gonna do nothing but cry when you get down there.
You're right.
At least you got your money back though, right? It was a good lesson.
It's not funny though, because I had to fight to get that money back. Well, Mercedes had to fight to get that money back.
You got it back though. You know, a lot of people wouldn't have, so you did get your money back. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, who's this?
Hi.
I can hear pain in your voice.
I got guy. I don't like that feeling. What's your name, mama?
Tisha from Brooklyn.
Hey, you got
Tisha,
scammed?
You a scammer.
Brooklyn. Oh my God, did I get scammed? I was like 25-ish. And they were, like, doing the little card game outside, and everybody's watching. They, like, pick the card. So I came up because I'm like, oh, okay. So I picked the card, and they're like, oh, my God, you got it right. That's a free trial. Try it again.
Oh, you got guy with that.
Oh, my God. So I did it again, and they were, like, cheering. Oh, my gosh. And this lady was like, come, I'm going to follow you to the bank. Girl. They were like, come, let's go to the bank. I'll come with you. Because she's making it seem like she's part of the crowd, too.
Right, but she worked with them.
Can I ask you a question, man?
Handed over that $1,000. They packed up so fast.
$1,000.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Can I ask you a question, man? What year in the 1900s was this?
No, this
probably
last
in the 2000s.
Well, I'm 38, so this is 13 years ago, but...
I ain't gonna lie though, when I was in Atlanta during the pandemic, they tried to do that. And I was like, I'm from Brooklyn. I already know this game. They tried to, I was with Jennifer Williams and she pulled up. They seen her car and everything. And I already had seen them earlier outside the hotel. Just, I saw they all knew each other. So
guys,
they tried to approach us like,
yes,
they didn't know each other, like they was playing a game.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's exactly what it was.
I'm not stupid now. I done seen y'all together a few minutes ago. You didn't see me see you.
That's the oldest trick in the book, guys. I just want to let everybody out there know.
Yeah, never again. Never again. I'm a sheltered person.
They tried to,
I was a sheltered kid.
Yeah, and it was funny because then I was like, I just tried to ignore them. Like, look, we don't have no cash on us. They was like, we take Zelle. Like,
we take Zelle.
Yes.
My goodness. Thank you, Mama. And shout to DJ Cali Cal. DJ Cali Cal got caught one time in South Carolina. Yo, South Carolina got more scammers than Brooklyn.
First of all, that is not true.
He was in the bathroom and they did three-card Monty in the bathroom and he lost $600 and then came out and was like, yo.
That ain't true.
Yes, it is. True story. And said, I can make it back. And he came
ain't nobody
like,
playing no three-card Monty in South Carolina.
Yes, it was.
That ain't even the South Carolina thing. Ain't no three-card Monty going on in South Carolina. That's all New York three-card Monty.
It was even three-card Monty and a thing with a little ball under it, whatever it was.
Ain't nobody doing that in South Carolina.
They just gonna put
the pistol to you and take what they want. Ain't nobody got time for no damn card game.
They play them games, man.
Hey! iHeartRadio Sunday Night Podcast. Listen every week as we play a different podcast. One of the most shared and most listened to in the free iHeartRadio app. This is where you'll hear the podcast people will be talking about this week. Hear all the episodes of The Breakfast Club 30 and over 250,000 others by downloading the free iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health-Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.